It's the name above all names, and we will declare it. We will declare it. It's the name above all names, and we will shout it to a dying world. Who will declare my name? Who will shout my name in the middle of the nation? Who would take the shield of faith and the sword of my tongue and declare my name to a dying world? He who has declared me thus far will walk in even greater power. For the sands of time are running out, but my name will be declared in this final hour. I am Jehovah. Possess my people. I'll take every inch that you'll surrender to me. For I'm building an army, and I've given it my name, and my words in your mouths will set the captives free.
Has the ear to hear. Let the kingdom come from deep within, and let me rule your heart and purge your life from everything that's been keeping us apart. Let the earth hear my voice. The time to decide is here. To decide to walk as a soldier. To decide not to live in fear. The sheep shall divide from the goats. The chaff shall be blown from the wheat. My people shall arise and become a strength. They will never give place to defeat. They will walk in unified faith, in power that shall conquer all. They will lay their lives on the line, but they shall not faint and they shall not fall. My name shall be their name. They will walk behind the veil. The world shall know them by the love, and that love shall never become a tree, bearing fruit that you soon will harvest.
But when I do
of God, 'cause Jesus lives in us, 'cause Jesus lives in us. And now our hearts do not condemn us, and we can stand before the throne, and we have confidence before God, 'cause we no longer have to stand alone. Now God no longer sees our sin, He sees us fully reconciled. He sees us worthy to have fellowship with Him. He sees a brand new creature, He sees us undefiled. And I say now, we are the righteousness of God, 'cause Jesus lives in us, 'cause Jesus lives in us. We are the righteousness of God, 'cause Jesus lives in us, 'cause Jesus lives in us. Partakers in the fullness of our God, and we know that when we pray, it will be done. We can live right now in heaven's realm. We are no longer of this earth. We are the children of the new creation. We're joint heirs with Jesus, partners in the second birth. And I say now, we are the righteousness of God. Jesus lives in us. We are the righteousness of God, 'cause Jesus lives in us, 'cause Jesus lives in us. I am the righteousness of God, 'cause Jesus lives in me, 'cause Jesus lives in me. I am the righteousness of God, 'cause Jesus lives in me, 'cause Jesus lives in me. We are the righteousness of God.
Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in His overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield, blessed be the Lamb who will open the scroll and loose the seven seals. Proclaim these words to every land, let my people prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men, let all the men become mighty men of war. Come be a people great and strong, the like of which has never been. Pick up the sword, pick up the shield, and become mighty men. Let the weak I am strong, let the faint say I am renewed. Blow the trumpet in Zion, for I am coming soon. Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in His overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield, blessed be the Lamb who will open the scroll and loose the seven seals. The day of the Lord is at hand, and His camp is very great, for strong is the one who performs His word, and by His word all the earth shall shake. My people shall become a strength, like swift steeds they will run. They will leap the mountain like a flame of fire, like a chariot in the sun. The army of the Lord is great, the army of the Lord of lords. The praises of their mouths will be a shield. of my rock. Blessed be the name of my shield. Blessed be the Lamb who will open the scroll and loose the seven seals. Father of all life, and the enemy is forced to flee before our very eyes. For no demon can resist us or begin to stand against an army fully armored. No, hell has no defense. So look out, powers of darkness. Sword. You've had this planet long enough.
Don't shoot the wounded. They need us more than ever. They need our love, no matter what it is they've done. Sometimes we just condemn them and don't take time to hear their story. Don't shoot the wounded. Someday you might be one. It's easy to love the people who are standing hard and fast, pressing on to meet that higher calling. But the ones who might be struggling, we tend to judge too harshly and refuse to try and catch them when they're falling. We put people into boxes and we draw our hard conclusions, and when they do the things we know they should not do, we sometimes write them off as hopeless and we throw them to the dogs. Our compassion and forgiveness sometimes seem in short supply, so I say, don't shoot the wounded. They need us more than ever. They need our love, no matter what it is they've done. Sometimes we just condemn them and don't take time to hear their story. Don't shoot the wounded. Someday you might be one. We can love them and forgive them when their sin does not exceed our own, for we too have been down bumpy roads before. But when they commit offenses outside the boundaries we have set, we judge them in a word and we turn them out and we close the door. Myself, I've been forgiven for so many awful things. I've been cleansed and washed and bathed so many times that when I see a brother who has fallen from the way, I just can't find the license to convict him of his crime. So I say, don't shoot the wounded. They need us more than ever. They need our love, no matter what it is they've done. Sometimes we just condemn them and don't take time to hear their story. Don't shoot the wounded. Someday you might be one. That doesn't mean we turn our heads when we see a brother sin and pretend that what he's doing is all right. But we must help him see his error, and we must lead him to repent. Cry with those who cry, but bring their deeds into the light. For it's the sick that need the doctor, and it's the lame that need the crutch. It's the prodigal who needs the loving hand. For a man who's in despair, there should be kindness from his friends, lest he should forsake the fear of Almighty God and turn away from God and man. So I say, don't shoot the wounded. They need us more than ever. They need our love, no matter what it is they've done. Sometimes we just condemn them and don't take time to hear their story. Don't shoot the wounded. Someday you might be one. Someday you might be one.
I knew where they were going. They were heading for the ark.
as the rain came down and it fell upon the ground and reminded me of all the words you said. Yes, the rain came down, yes, the rain came down, and the truth came down around me like the sky was windless. I caught them in a moment, there was panic on my face. Others joined our group and made it clear this was a race. We had to try and find the ark and hope he'd let us in. He would often warn us of the wages of our sin. We moved along in silence though our hearts were crying out. No one was no fool, there was no longer any doubt. We rolled around the bend to where the ark had always stayed. Our tears turned into wailing as we watched it sail away. As the rain came down and it fell upon the ground and reminded me of all the words you said. Yes, the rain came down, yes, the rain came down, and the truth came down around me like the sky was raining less. Woke up this morning when I heard the siren scream. The sound of morning traffic pulled me from my awful dream. My body bathed in sweat that matched the rain that fell outside. I realized my time had come, I could no longer hide. All the early lessons I had learned at Sunday school slashed me to the heart and made me see I'd been a fool. I realized that all these years my eyes had been so blind. I grabbed the telephone and got my preacher on the line. And the rain came down and it fell upon the ground and reminded me of all the words you said. Yes, the rain came down, yes, the rain came down, and the truth came down around me like the sky was raining.
The rain came down.
as I walk, think as I think, speak as I speak. You will grow as you do, and your faith will too. You'll be lifted from the valley to the highest peak. If my words abide in you, and you abide in me, and you learn of my will and obey my commands, then what you ask in my name will be. My words are truth and life, and will teach you to know my ways. As you learn of me, you will more be free, and good success shall be yours all the rest of your days. If you walk as I walk, think as I think, speak as I speak, you will grow as you do, and your faith will too. You'll be lifted from the valley to the highest peak. I will meet all your needs by my riches here in glory. For I send my only begotten Son. What you ask in his name, by him it will be done. Don't you stumble and stagger because of your fears. Keep your faith, keep your eyes upon me. For my promise is true, it will be done for you. What you ask in my name, I will cause it to be. If you walk as I walk, think as I think, speak as I speak, you will grow as you do, and your faith will too. You'll be lifted from the valley to the highest peak.
He will rule. Every evil has been crushed beneath his heel. The power of my word will cause the earth to know my will and unify my people, and my words will be fulfilled. That the body jointly fit will walk as one who is full grown, and they'll speak the words of life with power, backed by my own throne. He's the power and the glory. He's the King of kings, the Master. that moment when the Son of God appears, we'll shrink the greatest deeds of man until they all but disappear. And the hearts of men shall fail them for the fear of what it means to be standing in the presence of the King of every king. And mankind will stand naked in the power of his might, as the head comes with his body to eternally unite. Every knee on earth shall bow, and every tongue shall say the words.